TFC battered their opponents on the weekend. New York City FC 4-0. It was billed as, I billed it as, on TFC pitch side, the, you know, battle for top spot in the Eastern Conference and a preview of what I think will be the Eastern Conference final eventually. And TFC, like, New York was no match for the Reds.
Yeah, they started off okay. Yeah. I thought that they controlled play a little bit early. New York, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then TFC, just, it was a beat down the rest of the way. Jovinko was amazing. He had some highlight reel goals. The first one was your RIP, your boy Pirlo.
Yeah.
Just kind of destroyed him on that play.
He's basically
poor
done.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the MLS version of Jose Bautista.
That's
right now.
My whole thing, though, watching this, and I know that this is kind of a bit of a retread topic of what does TFC have to do, and can TFC crack the market in a certain way? And diehards have said for a long time, they've already made it. Look at the attendance records. And I've said, yeah, you know what? It's basically the same argument, though, that people had with the Raptors early on in the city, which is that, yeah, you know what? The fans are in the building, and that's pretty much the case for the Reds. Everybody that really loves the team and is invested generally tends to go. The TV numbers don't really pop for them. I don't know if they've been able to grab a casual fan base, because as they've been really good, so have the Blue Jays. And you and I have joked about this, but pretty much every time something has happened for TFC over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. there's been a corresponding move in the market that has overshadowed them. Like even the night where it was their first playoff game where Jovinko scored, or was that to go into
the
playoffs?
They clinched the playoffs.
Clinched the playoffs with that massive Jovinko goal.
Scores it was the greatest goal I've ever seen.
Right, is across from a Blue Jays playoff game.
Blue Jay bat flip.
And yeah, so no one even was,
unless you were in the stadium that night, you probably didn't even know what happened.
Seminal moment for TFC, and no one knows it exists. When I'm looking at this, I can't help but think that if they're not, the pressure's on for the organization to win this year. You're the best team in MLS. You've got three stars who, if you watch the games, Bradley is extremely fun to watch. So is Altidore. But Jovinko is a whole other level of superstar. And I don't think that there's anybody as entertaining as him in MLS. Maybe I'm wrong. I know that you think David Villa is...
David Villa is good on his day. And yeah. But Jovinko, he hasn't been, you know, MVP level Jovinko for a while, maybe the last calendar year.
Last game,
but
he sure did.
And he's had games where he looks like that, and you're like, wow, okay, yeah, he's still the best player in the league.
But I think that you have Raheem Edwards, a young Canadian star, and there's still the Michael Bradley rumors, which I know he said he wants to stay, and his dad is dispelling the rumors, but of course, that's always the way that it's going to be handled in season. It's not like that he's going to say, well, it's an interesting opportunity and have the whole season derailed by that. But come on, let's be real. Your dad's a coach of a team. He's a legendary head coach. You've got to think
a team with a lot of money. That's going to be big players for big teams.
Yes. That's going to want to make a splash.
Exactly.
You have to think that there's some level of threat. So right now you have all things perfect and the Blue Jays are so terrible and they're so bad. We had Arden in here earlier saying, would you rather watch the White Sox or the Blue Jays down the stretch? Like, that's how dire things are for this Jays team, right? Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
And yet you still have a market that's coming off of back-to-back postseason appearances by the Blue Jays and is hungry for a winner. And so TFC is in this unique position where you're not competing against anyone. You have legitimate star power. You're a championship contender. You have Canadians that are meaningful on your team. And the market is hungry. I think that if you can't break through this year, like, you'll always kind of be the same. Or it's going to be a slow build. You have a real chance to accelerate what this team is in the city. Do you not agree?
I 100% agree. I've been tooting this horn for a while, and I know there was a breakthrough last year with the games against Montreal.
Oh, big time.
And it carried into the Canadian Championship this year, which, you know, nobody ever really cares about the Canadian Championship, but it seemed like because it was a final against Montreal, there was more interest than normal around that match.
That said, the final, I think, did sour some people. Because, it was an easy joke for soccer detractors just to say, hey,
exactly.
Classic soccer, a team with no shots on net wins the championship.
Yep.
And it was one of those people.
It's terrible because it's a way to win a game. And Seattle knew that they were far inferior on the night to TFC, and that's the way they felt they were going to win the game. But it also speaks to TFC's dominance. And you saw it in New York over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That's the team that's supposedly, and I still think is, the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. And they came to your barn and played scared because they didn't want to attack too much because they know how dangerous you are. So that's kind of where TFC is at. They're as close to a super team as there is right now in Major League Soccer. They are an incredible, like, that atmosphere is always good down at BMO Field. They have all of that going for them. My one worry, I guess, is what happens when training camp starts for the Leafs? Because this is now, okay, the Jays might not be playing for much down the stretch, but the Leafs are all of a sudden going to be hype major, major hype from day one of training camp because they made that Patrick Marleau signing, and they basically said, yeah, we feel like we're close to being Stanley Cup contenders.
Yeah, that's a real legitimate concern, and the Leafs are going to set this city on fire. And if they get out of the gate with a really nice track record, that's actually one of the problems with the MLS season is that it just does go too late.
Yeah.
And even looking at the schedule right now, I'm saying, oh my God, they play until October 22nd.
Yeah.
Like that's how long.
Playoffs start at the end of October.
That's what I'm saying. That's insane. I would say the big games for them too is we'll see probably an uptick again, August 27th with Montreal.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one. And then they play Montreal again before the season's over, October 15th.
They haven't played Montreal in MLS play
which is so stupid.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's funny because the schedule makers in other leagues generally try to put the best games early to try to get you invested. Or they have special days like Christmas or Thanksgiving for football where they try to highlight some. But yeah, for some reason, MLS decided to put its best team.
The unfortunate part is Montreal sucks. So the odds of another meeting in the playoffs between these two is not going to happen. I just think, you know, TFC is their number one goal right now is obviously to win MLS Cup. But their first goal is to win the Supporter Shield, which is to have the best record during the season. MLS does give a trophy for that. And it's, you know, because soccer in Europe is a single table thing, people generally do care about the Supporter Shield. And then it's off to playoffs and off to MLS Cup where who knows what could happen.
But most people at this point know that TFC is the best team in Major League Soccer, right? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot, if you're a sports fan, it's kind of hard to ignore at this point. It doesn't get the coverage maybe it should, and that's a completely different argument. But there's no question that at this point, based on the track record of two straight years of dominance by TFC in a finals appearance and this year again, their public games or the games that people have tuned in for like last week's, they've pretty much established that they're the class. So I don't know if that matters as much anymore. I mean, sure, if they fall off, then it does push those few eyeballs away. But I just still think it's championship or bust for this team. Again, people are hungry for a winner. Yeah. They come so close with the Jays these last two seasons, and now they've cratered out, and it's just disappointing. Somewhat, people want things to latch on to now this fall, and I think TFC has a pretty good chance.
It is marginal, but you know, like TFC has gained fans since last year. You see
for
it
sure
in the television numbers. You see it even the attendance numbers. They're up from, they averaged about 25 last year. They're averaging about 27, 28. So not every game's a sellout, but there's a few more people in the stands every single week. It's gaining momentum, and obviously you're going to have your bandwagon jumpers later on. I just think, you know, again, what's really going to have soccer catch fire in North America is World Cups, and when is Canada going to make a World Cup? That's still way down the line.
Yeah, but they've kind of said the same thing in the States for a while, and now it's become the World Cup.
The States, for them to hit the next is for them to win a World Cup. What really needs to happen is for all the soccer fans in North America to start treating MLS like more of a, or to not discount MLS for what it is in comparison to the European
there
leagues.
Still are a lot of people like that, though.
A ton. Because you had almost 100,000 people watching Barcelona against Real Madrid in a friendly match last week. There's not a problem to find soccer fans. It's a problem to get people to buy into MLS.
Do you think that there's one thing that they really need to avoid down the stretch, or there's one thing that they can do better to kind of to draw in casual fans?
I think Giovinco reaching back to MVP level form. Because, you know, he's had it for games here and there, but we haven't seen it consistently like we did in his first year, 2015, with TFC. And he's still, you know, his output, his production levels are still massive, but he's the guy that puts butts in seats. He's the guy that puts eyeballs on the TV. Like, he's that damn good when he's on his game, and you saw it on Sunday. TFC, if they want to gain more interest, that's probably what's going to do it. Stars are what attract people, and Giovinco is an absolute star. As much as Michael Bradley is, you know, indispensable to the team, he's only going to do so much because his production isn't as tangible as Sebastian Giovinco's is, right? He's not scoring goals. He's not providing assists. He's
right, the
completely
goal in that
different
New York game that Giovinco scored, where, again, he buried your boy.
Yeah.
And that's the electric type of play that a casual fan can just relate to immediately.
And the
free
kicks.
Tougher to understand. Yes, exactly. The stuff that ends up in highlight reels for soccer. I've always said soccer has the best highlight reel. It's
100%.
Just tough because you have to watch the entire game. And that's very limited.